Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Chavtes and the Oiz V'Hodu edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting the second line in Amud Aleph. So first, we're starting the Gemara. We mentioned the Mishnah, the idea of a Maimer. What is a Maimer? Eizu Maimer? Be'Yevamo? Harim Mekudeshli B'Kesef B'Shvei Kesef. Regular Kiddushin Maimer is regular Kiddushin. Now in the Mishnah, Rabbanan said, Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer V'Yesh Get Achar Get. If one brother did a Maimer, another brother came and did a Maimer, the second Maimer is effective. If one brother gave a get, and another brother gave a get, second get is effective. And we learned in the end of previous daf, the Kof Chesamun base, that Rabbanan learned that a Maimer is not a full Kinyan. It's a semi-Kinyan. So one brother does a Maimer, he's koine the Yevama to a certain extent, but not fully. There's still room. Therefore, the second brother could do also a Maimer. Says the Gemara, Kamod Rabbanan Ami, a Maimer koine Meshayer. Maimer doesn't koine fully. That's why there's room for another Maimer to happen. Kenin Ami, my get poit or Meshayer. Same thing by get. The get doesn't fully let the Yevama go, and therefore a get of another brother is effective. Says the Gemara, if I get to go with Yevama, we call the Chaymer. Why doesn't a get work for Yevama? Maim, I shosh, and Chalitza poteres bo. A regular woman, Chalitza does not work. I get poise bo. The get does work. Yevama, she Chalitza poteres bo. But Yevama, the Chalitza does work. Ain't no din she get poite bo, so get your work, we call the Chaymer. Talmud Laima, the Pasuk says, Vecholzo. Bechalitza in iteres, veino niteres beget. She's allowed to go only with Chalitza, now with get. So maybe the get doesn't do a thing. She's not allowed to marry somebody else. What's the case we're saying she can't marry somebody else? If there was a beilo between the Yavam and the Yavamo, Ishtri, she's his wife. Of course she can't marry somebody else. So then she can go marry somebody else. So what's the case that says loy siyelizar? So Gemara understands, we're not talking about Yevama itself. That we already know that she has to get a Yevama Chalitza. We're talking about that something happened over here. What happened? He gave her a get. It still says she cannot marry somebody else. Says the Gemara, V'tani Chizkiya again. Chizkiya says the same thing in Abraiso. How do you know that if a person gives a get to Yevama, she's also to him and the brothers? It's Loyani Korea Asher Shilach. He was mishalach her. It's lachim and he kray resha shilcho. It's referring to the pasuk that says lo yuchal baylo rishon shilcho l'shuv lakachto. So it says here we have a shiluach, he can't take her back, and we're dashing for yevamo. He senders, he can't take her back, and shilcho is referring to the brothers that for them the other brother was mishalach her. Says the Gemara, "Vatati chalitza beishu mikavochem." Why does the chalitza work by a regular wife? Ma'im evama she ain't a get poitibo. If get doesn't work by evama, but still chalitza poitibo. Isha she get poitibo, but isha the get does work. Ain't a dinch te chalitza poteres bo. So why you say it does not work? Talmud loyman the cost of luck sever Christus says a get the get initeres veiniteres bechalitza. Teres is clearly the only way to let a woman go is with a get. Says the Gemara, "Vetifter bo vetishayir." Why don't you say that the chalitza does something, like we said now by Yevamo, that a get does something? And says the Gemara, Tamun see by Yevamo it says, Lo yisi elishzah, from the redashin, that if you do a get, it's somewhat effective. Hocham ha'islach, here there's no post to tell me the chalitza is effective. With this we explain the Shita Rabbanan. The Gemara now goes back to Reb Shimon from the previous daf. The Reb Shimon says, Maimer is a suffix. Either works fully, or does not work at all. So it says the Gemara, "Kamoide Reb Shimon Oimer, Maimer or Koine or Loi Koine." So Reb Shimon said regarding a Maimer, it's either fully works or the fully does not work. Ken Oimer, I get Oi Poite or Loi Poite. The same thing, he treats the get. It either works or does not work at all. Is that true? So the Gemara, Shreinim and Adol, let's learn it from the following. Reb Shimon Oimer, Beilu Bezman Shei Betchilo Ein Acharei Klum. Beilu, if that's the first thing that's done, after that, there's nothing else that could be effective. The Beilu is Koine Deisho. Mashma, if the Beilu wasn't first, it was after something else, then it's not effective. What are we talking about? If there's something else happening before, there is some. The Be'ilo is not fully koin. What is the case of Be'ilo, which is Basoif? It must be Be'ilo she'yachal achar get. It has to be Be'ilo after get. If it's after Maimer, so then, according to Abishim, Maimer either is koin or not koin. So manashach. Kono Maimer, if the Maimer does work, ain't achar of klum. Then the Be'ilo should not do anything. So if the Maimer didn't do anything, so the Be'ilo should be koine. So if you have a Be'ilo after a Maimer, this woman is fully koine, it's fully nikra to this Yavam. Ela can any kind of beila shilachar get. Hello, we're talking about he gave a get and then he did a beila. Hadomer shall get poiter mishayah. So you see that Reb Shimon says the get is not a full moitzi. That according to Reb Shimon, get is not like a mimer. Mimer is either fully koine or doesn't do anything. By a get, Reb Shimon learns like Rabbanon, that it does a semi yitzia. Because if you would treat get like a mimer, it either works or does not work. So if the get fully works, then afterwards the beila should not do a thing. If the get did not work, so the beila should be a full kinyan. But the beila, it's either nothing or something. He says beila, it's something. If it's not a full beila, mash, it's a half a beila. It works for it works like a half a kinyan. Why should it be half a kinyan? Hakorchoch, that he learns the get doesn't do a full yitzia. It is only portion. It's moitzu mishayer, and therefore the beila is somewhat effective, not fully effective. And if it'll be a mime after that, it will work. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah says that there's no maim after a maimer, and there's no get after a get. Says the Gemara, Rav Gamliel, we're using the gifts of Rav Chaim. Rav Gamliel, Kerab Shimon, he holds like Rav Shimon. That what? He holds either maimer works, so the maimer afterwards didn't do a thing, or the maimer does not work, and then the maimer afterwards also didn't do a thing. He had something more than Rav Shimon. What? A get poiter or loy poiter? He holds the same thing by a get. Either a get allows the woman to go out completely, and therefore the next get doesn't do a thing, or the get is not effective, and the next get is also not effective. So Gamliel is similar to Rav Shimon's shita, that's a suffix, but he applies that not only to a maimer, to a get as well. So Kodesh Gemara Nav Chavtasa would base, Tishrini Menadol, let's learn from the following. It says, Moedon Gamliel lechachomim sheyesh get achar maimer, umaimer achar get. There is get after a maimer, there's a maimer after a get. Because until now we spoke about get after get and maimer after maimer. But there's get after maimer, maimer after get, which we'll see in a moment more about that. Get achar bias maimer, maimer achar bias get. There's get that comes after a bia that was after a maimer. And you have a maimer after a bia that came after a get. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Get achar bias maimer achar vida, what's the case? Are you shalosh yevomus? There's three of yevomus. Also maimer bezu, he did a maimer to one. Ubo alizu, and he did bila to the second. Finosa get lashish, he gave a get to the third one. So when he did maimer to the first, it wasn't fully effective. Then he did a beilo, it was again not fully effective. And now the get, all three of them work. So the Gemara Amrish, HaMaimer Koine Mishayah, it tells you the maimer is not fully effective. Because he into a maimer, oi koine loi koine, if you hold like Reb Shimon, the maimer either fully works or does not fully work, monofshach. Kono maimer, if the maimer is koine, and achar zeklum. So nothing happens afterwards. She's fully a yavama. A yavama that was knikne. Loi koine maimer, maimer did not do a thing. Tikne abia velo echareklum. So the bia should work, but the get should not work. So if I have maimer, then bia, then get, the get should do nothing. But here he's saying the get still works. That teaches you that according to Rav Gamliel, maimer is not fully koine. Like Rav Shimon, like we said before, that's either fully koine or not fully koine. That he holds like Rabbanan, that maimer is koine somewhat. So if it's koine somewhat, now the bia is not a full bia. So therefore the get afterwards is still effective. The Gemara continues, Maimah Chabiyas get Echavidu. What's the case of Maimah Chabiyas get? Hayu Shalosh Yevomos again, three Yevomos. Not on get, let's give get to the first. Upa Lezu, we did Beel to the second. Vosu Maim Veshlishis. Adom Ra, similar idea, Shaget Poitu Mishayah. The get is not fully go out, or it's not nothing. Because Imtoim I get Poiter, or Loi Poiter, meaning if you hold the get is either fully effective or fully not, Manavshach. Potter I get in Achav Glum. If the get worked, so afterwards there's nothing to do. So the bia should be effective, and there's nothing after that. This tells you the get didn't do fully. Therefore, the bia is not fully. That's why after the bia, there's still some room to do something because nothing is fully effective. So concludes the Gemara. Now the discussion based on this braiso. Gamliel is not like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that maimer is either fully koine or fully not koine. And now you want to tell me Gamliel is like Rav Shimon? According to Rav Gamliel, we just proved that the maimer is not fully, it's a semi-kinyan, like Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara, 1 second. What about the Mishnah? Ein maimer achar maimer be'evamo kev shimini. But why in the Mishnah you say that you can't do maimer after maimer? If you hold the maimer as semi-kinyan, Rav Gamliel should hold like Rabbanan. There is a maimer after a maimer, because the maimer is only semi-kinyan. The fact that he says no maimer after maimer, that sounds like Rav Shimon. That's what the Gemara understood in the end of Amud Aleph. So how do we explain it? Is Gamliel like Rav Shimon or not like Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara, Ela Doloi Taimed Ein Ketaimed Ein. The Pshat is like this. Gamliel does not hold like Rav Shimon. He holds like Rabbanan. then a maimer is a semi-kinyan. But he still holds the ein maimer achar maimer. Why? Time at the end and Gamliel komasha maimer shen yosa liknois kvar kona arishin. Gamliel holds that whatever the maimer does, the maimer is semi-kinyan, it's not a full kinyan, like a banon. But whatever it does, called it has only a 30% force. The maimer of the second brother does the same exact force. Once you have one maimer, no other maimer has room. Rabbanan learn that there's 100% koyach to be koine. Let's say a maimer does 30%. So another maimer could do the next 30%. Rabbanan learns, no. Whatever the first maimer does, that same thing the second maimer does. So that was taken over by the first maimer, even though it's not fully koine. Similar to baget. Kumasha get a shen yose liftar krabota arishin. Whatever the get does, a second get to do the same. So there's no the second again won't be effective, not because the second get is a full kinyan, not a full kinyan. He agrees with Rabbanan the get is only a semi-kinyan. But that get, which is a semi-kinyan, is whatever it does, the second get will do the same. That's what you can't do get after get. But on the other hand, time of the Rav Shimon was from Shimon Shito. Kono Arishon, if the first one coin, if the Maimer does work, so then Loi Kono Hasheni. So then the second one doesn't do anything. Loi Kono Arishon, the first one that does not work, have a Sheni Loi Kono. Because according to Rav Shimon, it's Bimon Hashach. Either the Maimer is fully Kenyan, then the second one can't do anything, or the Maimer is nothing, and then the second one is also nothing. Similar by Get. Potter Arishon, if the Rishon works, so then Loi Potter Hasheni, Sheni doesn't do anything because the first one was effective. Loi Potter Arishon, if the first one did not do a thing, the second one is also not poter. Says Reb Chaim, just in a side note, we just learned in Amud Aleph that according to Reb Shimon, only by Maimer we say it's a suffix. But by Get, it does a semi yitzia. So the Gemara is just saying now, if you want to hold like Reb Shimon, by a Get, this will be the din. But really, Reb Shimon himself, he differentiates between a Maimer and a Get, and the Gemara says right now. Continues the Gemara and says, "Al daita on Gamliel." So now we say like this: there's no maimer after maimer on Gamliel. There's no get after get, but there is a get after maimer, and there's a maimer after get. So maushi a get should a get work la'acha gitu shel maimer after a get of a maimer u'maimer acha gitu shel maimer and a maimer after a get of a maimer. What does it mean? Explains the Gemara. Get la'acha gitu shel maimer echavidu. What's the case? Hayu shtei yivamos, two yivamos. Also maimer lezu, give maimer to the first. For Nosan Get, he gave get to the same one he gave a maimer. For Nosan Get Lashni, he gave get to the second one. In Toymar, Haget Poiter. What the get does, Yoisa Yumasha Kona Maimer. Meaning, when he gave the first one a maimer, and I gave a get, the get is not only effective to remove the maimer. The get is doing as if there was no maimer here. It does much more than that. Skimish Yesh can get, Vein Get Lacha Gitisha Maimer. So if so, so he gave to the first one a maimer. Then he gave her a get. The get was strong to the strength of whatever a get is. The second one does a get. The get doesn't do anything. Because according to Amliel, ain't get a get. So they ain't get a get, but ain't get a get to Shemaimer. But if you tell me, maybe the get doesn't do more. All the get does, it takes away what the Maimer does. We have a similar suffix in the Bavli. Once you do a Maimer, the Maimer does something. The get just takes away that the Maimer did. But it does not take more. If there's no maimer, so the get goes against the ziko. It's very effective. It does a very strong thing. But if there's a maimer, the get is, so to speak, focused on the maimer only. It takes away the maimer as if nothing happened. So kimi shein can get, v'yesh get lacha get the maimer. So then we look at it as if there's no get at all, and then the second get will be effective. Continues the Gemara, maimer achigidu shemaimer echavidu. It will be the case of a maimer after get shel maimer. So here we have a similar suffix, but not exactly. We're going to come and say a new chiddush over here. Says the Gemara, the Flamad Amud Aleph. Hayu shtei yevomos. There's two yevomos. Also maimer lezu v'nosan laget. Also maimer leshnio. He did maimer to the first, he gave her a get. And then he did maimer leshnio. Im toima haget poiter. He used the gizor of chaim. Get poiter. Kol ma shekono maimer. If the get takes away whatever the maimer did. Kimi shein kan maimer. Mish maimer achigidu shemaimer. So that's similar to the second option before. The get takes away the maimer. As if nothing happened over here. And now the second maimer can be effective. But now there's another suffix. Vim toima haget poiter. Yosei ma shekono maimer. Maybe we could say the same way the get doesn't take away the full ziko. The get also doesn't take the full maimer. So not only the get is focused on the maimer, but whenever the get by Yevam is focused on, it's not fully effective. So the get is focused on the maimer, trying to take away the maimer, doesn't fully take it away. It takes only a portion of the maimer. So if so, the maimer is not fully gone. If so, kimi sheyeshka maimer, the maimer is still here. Ve'in maimer lachigilush the maimer, so it won't be a maimer, because ein maimer lach maimer, according to Gamliel. So these are some additional scenarios based on Gamliel's Shito. With this we conclude, Yushami Yevam is Dav Chovtes.